right, good morning. Ben and Kelly, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Honestly, same energy rolling into this week as Karis's twin daughters, who are just a little bit upset that the ice cream truck is charging so much for their ice cream.
Girls, what's just happened?
So, there's an ice cream van there selling just two ice creams with two chewing gums in it.
Yeah, so...
ice creams with gums in it.
So, yeah, she's angry.
She's mad.
She's mad she doesn't have enough money. He's charging too much.
Yeah. The bloody £9 for two of them.
£9 for two.
Yeah, £9.
Yeah, £9.
Quid. £9.
Yeah, quid is like slang for cash, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That is going to get nowhere. One that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. Like, he's going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't.
He should know. And he only does bloody card. Stood there with my cash.
Yeah, he wouldn't take card. He wouldn't take a card.
Just bloody cash.
Yeah, and he's charging so much for two ice creams.
Bloody hell.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Yeah, bloody well bad. Yeah, Betty can hear me.
Betty can hear me. they were
very
mad.
Upset.
You know, when you hear the ice cream truck down the road and you get so excited and you run out and then all of a sudden he's charging too much and you don't have enough money, doesn't even take card. My gosh, watch out.
Meltdown.
Yeah, so.
Justified meltdown, you know?
We're rolling into the week with the same energy, BT dubs.
Yeah.
As Karis's twins there. So, yeah, you can see that, by the way. We posted it on X, at Ben and Kelly Show. But, yeah, funny energy there.
You're mad.
Oh, shoot. All right, weekend good?
It was, filled with more basketball. But, yeah, my son's buddies ended up making on the PGA Tour Instagram.
I saw that.
Which is kind of great.
Xander, they spelled out Xander's name?
Yes, on their bare chests. They had they were shirtless. And the funny thing was, so there is somebody on my Facebook feed which had video of them running behind Xander doing the tee shot on, I don't remember which hole it was.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about only in Kentucky, these hooligans seen running behind Xander. And then I was like, Oh no!
You know them.
I had just seen the picture that was posted on that because one of their moms sent me. I saw it on her story, and then I was like, "Oh, and said that's great." And then she sent the video of them taking that shot. She was standing over there watching them this mm-hmm. whole thing go down. And then I see that Facebook feed. Somebody hooligans are running in the background. I was like, "Well." So I decided to post that video hey, here's the making of the hooligans making this epic shot that ended up
on
the PGA Tour Instagram page.
That's funny.
It was fantastic. And then he ends up winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, Xander ended up winning the PGA there.
Yeah.
At Valhalla. So,
yep.
Pretty cool. Wild weekend there. That's pretty cool. All right. Yeah. Well, fun. That's at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see that right there on our Facebook page. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
You may have seen this video of the Eastside Lady Spartans basketball team pranking their coach, Terry Funk. She comes running and yelling, spraying water in excitement. The team just kind of sits there silent like their dog just died.
Mm.
And then they all burst into screaming and jumping for pure joy at their accomplishment.
Yeah! Yeah! We are all going to make a move for us. The first thing that you have to remember is you have a choice whether you dwell in it or whether you overcome. And so the power of overcoming is so strong whenever that comes to redemption.
Yeah, it turns out that they had a lot to overcome, and especially Terry. Personally, she and her husband, Brock, had suffered the stillbirth of their first daughter, Atlee, at 28 weeks. That loss and intense grief led Terry to consider taking her own life.
Mm.
Her husband scooped her out of a scalding shower and said they were going to get through that together. Immediately after, they were pregnant with their son, Zeke. A few years later came their daughter, Zoe. And then Terry's life came crashing down again in January of 2015 when her husband passed away from bacterial meningitis at 28 years old.
Oh, geez.
So she dug into her faith to get her and her kids through, took the head coaching job at Eastside in 2022. They lost in the state championship that first year. Then the leading scorer transferred to another school mid-season. Another player was out for a month with an illness, and she called the team into the locker room and said, "It's okay. We're still going to win the state championship." And they did.
Mm.
So she said, I was able to overcome so the girls could overcome.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty great moment there. Now that you know everything that went into that moment, you can see it at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Did you see this story about Melissa Joan Hart? Remember the, just, do you remember Melissa Joan Hart?
Well, yes. She actually met her husband here at the Mint Jubilee.
Mint Jubilee. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I got my photo with her a long probably 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah,
maybe?
Her husband was a singer, lead singer in the band that was playing that party.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah. Wild Louisville connection there with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yep.
What was her famous character? Was it Buffy? It wasn't Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's what it was. Sabrina right? the Teenage Witch. But she's now saying that she kind of feels responsible for the state that Britney Spears is in right now.
Why in the world is she to blame for Britney going a little cray cray?
So she says that she was the first one to take Britney out to the clubs. She said it was kind of back in the 90s when Melissa Joan Hart was in Britney's You Drive Me Crazy video. And Britney was only 17 at the time. And she said she was underage and young, but I was just like, hey, let's go out. And we were just going to go out and have some fun. And she says she's now kind of really feeling that guilt about knowing better, being
like
a better big sister. Yes, yes. And so she's kind of bearing that cross that, like, you know, yes, Britney was going to do what Britney was going to do. But, like,
exactly.
She was saying that she was kind of the start of it all. And, like, maybe if I had just been more of a big sister, maybe things would have been a little bit different.
Blaming Paris Hilton, though, and Lindsay Lohan?
Are we blaming them, too?
I feel like we've always blamed them, right?
Well,
was that just me?
They were later on.
Okay.
Melissa Joan Hart was first, so that's why.
She thinks she planted that seed of being a party girl.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully she is forgiving herself.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, you know, with celebrity roasts being kind of back, right? And Tom Brady recently being roasted, we thought, hey, what better way to celebrate roasts being back than to let artificial intelligence, AI, roast us?
This was not my idea, full transparency. Not my idea at all.
Roasts are back. So we thought it might be fun to let AI roast the show.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
That's right.
I can tell this is going to be amazing entertainment. It's going to be amazing entertainment.
All right. So sit back and let's let AI roast Ben and Kelly.
Who's first in the hot seat?
So we'll, how about we go back and forth? You want to go back and forth?
Okay.
All right. So first up, I believe, is me.
Ben's idea of multitasking is tripping over his words while tripping over his feet.
Okay.
Coming out guns blazing.
Wow. Just because sometimes I can't form words as quickly as you.
That's all right. She's picked that up.
Okay.
She's picked up on that.
AI roasting Ben and Kelly. Kelly K.
Kelly K has got more opinions than correct answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a second. We switched up hosts.
We did.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. AI roasting Ben and Kelly. Here's me.
Ben Davis's idea of a good radio prank is telling listeners he's got talent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
That was a solid burn.
Damn.
That was a solid
burn. I don't know if I like this game anymore.
Oh, boy.
All right, kids, turn off the radio. Don't listen to your father getting roasted by AI.
That just got amped up.
All right, AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
Tilly's laugh is like a car alarm. Everyone wishes there was a mute button.
Wow.
Okay,
I'm wiping the tears. I can't tell if they're tears from laughing or tears of sadness. All right. AI roasting the show.
Okay.
Ben Davis, the man who proves even robots can host a radio show.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, I think she's got him for your job at this point.
Something.
All right.
AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
Up to Kelly.
Tilly Kay loves Ryan Reynolds so much, she once tried to cook his favorite meal. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, even Deadpool wouldn't eat it.
Okay, it's not a true story. I've never tried. I don't know what his favorite meal is.
I don't know.
Never tried to cook.
Listen,
not really anything.
Listen, AI, they're just going for the laughs.
He's reaching on that one.
They're just going for the laughs.
True statement on Ryan Reynolds.
They know that you like Ryan Reynolds, and they know that you're not a great cook.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
They say redheads don't have souls.
Uh-oh.
Easy.
But Ben Davis has proven that they don't need one to be hilariously annoying on the radio.
You know what? I'll take hilariously annoying as a compliment.
Exactly.
You know what?
She called you hilarious.
I'm going to go ahead and
that's
say
just
that's
focused
an
focus on
that. Right, right.
That's a compliment.
All right. Last one for Kelly.
Oh, no.
Kelly's laugh is so grating.
Dang it.
Oh, God. Another laugh one.
Seriously.
It could be used as an alternative to waterboarding.
Oh, God. Waterboarding.
Wow.
Okay. They found one
torture tactic.
They
really?
Found one thing about you, Kelly.
Can't
and,
stop, won't stop.
They were like, you know what? It's Kelly's laugh. I think still my favorite for me was
Ben Davis's idea of a good radio prank is telling listeners he's got talent.
That was my favorite.
That was a good burn.
That was good.
That was a solid burn.
And then mine for Kelly.
Tilly's laugh is like a car alarm. Mm-hmm. Everyone wishes there was a mute button.
Right. Yes.
All right. Indeed. You know what? There it is.
Okay.
Thank you, AI.
That was fun. That was fun time.
I feel like I'm going to need to curl up in the fetal position now and
my mommy.
Suck my thumb.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Still to come, Tay in May, listening for that winning word to get in on that trip to Miami to see Taylor Swift. That's coming up around 6:50. Before that, if you're cheating on your partner, you're probably going to get caught. All right?
Yeah, chances are one way or another, probably.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, look, technology is so great in this era. I mean, how can you not, right? But there are crazy circumstances that could also be your undoing, like this setting the bar story coming up.
Little example of what not to do.
Yeah. All right, hey, coming up next, look, if you're cheating on your partner, you're going to get caught. These days, cheaters outed by technology of some
one
sort.
One way or another,
Yeah, but there's also circumstances like you wouldn't even believe, like this setting the bar story coming up.
Oh, fun.
All right, so that's on the way. Next, after Taylor. All right, this is called a setting the bar story. Kelly, explain.
It is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Wait till you hear this. If you can manage to make it through the day without finding out your partner is cheating on you because of a trip to the vet, you're doing okay.
What in the world happened at the vet?
Yeah, so this veterinarian says she was just starting a new job last week, right? They had someone bring in a puppy who was sick. They did an x-ray, realized the dog had eaten something and had been got caught in its system.
Oh, no.
So they were like,
I have a guess. What did it eat?
So they performed an emergency surgery, pulled out the obstruction. It was a thong, right?
Yep, That's what I was thinking. It wasn't hers, though, was it?
The vet told the owner, and the owner didn't understand because she didn't own thongs.
Oh, no.
She called her husband, and apparently the revelation that it was another woman's came to the surface while they were talking on the phone at the vet's.
OMG.
Yeah, the vet said she felt terrible for the lady because it was a horrible way to find out, not to mention the stress over the dog, which could have actually died if it had not gotten the thong removed in time.
Oh, my goodness.
Dog's going to be fine. Marriage, however, probably not.
Not great. Oh, that is unexpected.
Yeah, I was not the same, but kind of the same. My dad realized and found out that my younger sister was wearing thongs when the same thing happened to our dog.
Shut up.
Shut up. The dog ate the underwear. The underwear got caught and had
awkward.
To have like $2,000 worth of surgery.
Oh!
And then realized at that point when they took the thong out, that's what it is.
Well, listen, I found our puppy in the laundry basket over the weekend, kind of like sifting through to have a little snack time. And yeah, thank goodness I caught her in time because they do like to make anything like that a snack,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand.
How awkward.
It's so bad.
To
it's
be
so
that
oh, no, no,
vet.
No. Oh, gosh.
And just be kind of sitting there going, ooh.
They probably don't teach you that in vet school, like how to handle that particular
what
piece.
What a wild, wild piece. We'll post the story up on X at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it. But I want to know, do you have a wild, crazy way you caught your partner cheating or you were caught like in a way kind of like that? That's what I want to know.
That is pretty wild.
Yes.
That's pretty wild.
All right. Your story's coming up next. So a veterinarian did a surgery on a dog and pulled a thong out that was obstructing, you know, the dog's intestines. That's when the owner found out that her husband was cheating on her because she doesn't wear thongs. So what's the craziest way you caught your partner cheating? We'll start with a text that we received from Jen who said, I've been in veterinary medicine for over 25 years. To separate times, dogs have outed the dog's dad cheating. Two separate times, dogs have outed the dog's dad and cheating. One, exactly like the story you just told.
Are you kidding?
I handed the panties to the owner and she immediately looked at him and said, it wasn't hers. I smiled and I said, I'll give you guys a minute. And back out of the room. Oh my gosh.
And
then she says the other was a puppy that vomited, shall we say, men's safety device. And the wife said they had not used them in years.
Oh, no. Safety device. I like that term.
Protection, you know.
Yeah. Yes. No, we get it. That's a good way to put that.
Wild.
Oh, boy.
Wild. Wild.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, hey, Colton.
So, we have a son together, and I got an email from the school. And I went to send her the email, and when I did, I ended up seeing all kinds of messages from somebody that she was having an affair with for almost 6 months while I was having cancer surgery.
Oh,
what?
So you saw it just in the inbox? Like, was it a shared email?
It was in your email, you know how it has like social and all those other kind of it. So it was in that social, and it was like, what's this? You know, I don't have Instagram and she don't have Instagram, but sure enough,
she does.
Did.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Oh,
what a way.
Devastating.
To find out.
Oh,
thanks,
my
Colton.
Gosh.
Morgan.
So I found out because I went into our guest bedroom, which was only used for storage. And when we actively like had guests staying and there was a blonde bobby pin on the floor. I'm not blonde, and we did not have any guests that were blonde recently that I knew of, at least. And to top it off, the comforter on the bed was really plush, so if you put your hand down on it or you set something on it, it would leave an imprint.
Oh, no.
There was a handprint on the bed that was smaller than my hand. And there was also an imprint of, like, someone who had laid their phone on the bed. And it wasn't my phone, and it wasn't his phone, and I know this because that's when the iPhone first came out with three cameras on the back.
Uh-huh.
So it had those three little camera circles.
Oh, my God!
Neither one of us had that phone at the time.
This you went full on detective mode, and the whole undoing of it was the colored bobby pin. That is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really OCD, and I know, like, how I leave things. So when I walked in there and saw, like, oh, there's a bobby pin on the ground, like, I vacuum frequently and everything. Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, that's not right.
No, not right at all.
And then you get to say, well, who is she?
That
conversation, oh, gosh.
The colored bobby pins.
Yeah.
That is, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're wonderful.
They
when you
are.
Want them to blend in.
Sure. Listen to this. Casey texted in and said, I found out my boyfriend was cheating while we were on a camping trip with good friends. I woke up. He wasn't in our tent.
Oh, no.
Got up to check on him.
No.
He was coming out of my best friend's tent.
No. OMG.
What a bold move.
That was a totally bold move.
What
She's
a bold
right
move.
There, dude.
I mean, what in the world?
I mean, you're also running the risk of the other guy finding out.
Right. Or, yeah, okay.
Her boyfriend, husband, whatever.
Craziest way you caught your partner cheating. These are insane stories. Gianna, he was my boyfriend of 2+ years. My dad and brother walked in on him in the bathroom with a bridesmaid at my cousin's wedding.
Oh, wow.
We have a couple more I want to get to coming up here in just a minute, all right?
Yeah, but you know what? This is therapeutic.
Yeah, it's therapeutic.
It's therapeutic.
Now we can laugh about it.
Yes, we can now.
We can purge it out of our life. We can laugh about it now.
Not so much, but now we can. Now we can. Craziest way. Learning cautionary tale.
Yeah, craziest way you caught your partner cheating. I mean, you're going to get caught eventually cheating. With technology nowadays, there's just no way you can't, right?
Sure.
So got a message from Anna, said my ex-husband put a lot of effort into his cheating. He took fake screenshots to flights he never boarded. He created new email addresses to then create Facebook names so he could continue to cheat via Messenger.
Wow, that's involved.
Yep, he lied about places he was going. Where there's a will, there's a way, she says.
Wow. That takes a lot of effort. That wasn't exactly like a weird or wild, but that was extensive and elaborate.
Right. Julie said, when I was 19 or 20, I finished at work and caught the bus home. Sat next to this girl around my age. She commented on my uniform and said her boyfriend worked at the same place.
Oh, gosh.
You already know where this is going.
Yep.
I asked too, and she said the name of my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not great.
That is the world pointing you in the right direction. Like,
exactly.
Right.
Yes. That's the universe, like, telling you the answer. But you know what? In my mind, I'm hoping that they ended up becoming, like, besties.
Yeah, right? Danny, I was buying a house at the time, touring one with the realtor. Mm-hmm. Homeowner came home early. We got to talking. Turns out she worked with my girlfriend. I told her I was the boyfriend. And she said, oh, so you're Tom. She's told me all about you.
Oh, no. Not Tom.
I'm not Tom.
I'm Danny. Oh, no.
Went to her car and got on her phone. 20 minutes later, I got a call saying my girlfriend wanted to break up. Couldn't agree more. Never saw that woman again.
It's about time. She's like, you know what? I'm going to dump you first. I'm dumping you first.
Oh, how awkward.
That is the worst.
Oh, you must be Tom. Nope. That's not my name. Meanwhile, the realtor's just like, so,
I got a call. I got to go.
You want to put a bid on this house?
I'm going to be out here.
And finally, this one from Dave. It was grad school. She went back to the sorority house because she wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. I finished up some homework, turned on the TV to watch the cats play basketball. She was courtside, someone else.
Oh, my gosh! You saw her on TV at the Cats game?
That is so, again, universe pointing you in the direction, right? That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's a little gift from the universe. Like, don't waste any more time on this person.
Yep. Good stories. Thank you. Real quick sports action. The eyes of the world on Louisville as the PGA Championships were taking place there at Valhalla. The winner of the PGA was none other than Xander.
To win it all.
There's the putt.
Xander! With victory at Valhalla!
There it is. First time he won a major. So well done to Xander there. You can see a picture of Kelly's son's friends on our website or on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. They made it on the PGA Instagram.
Yeah, the PGA Tour Instagram. It was an epic shot. And some other people, I saw another post on my Facebook feed saying, there's hooligans running behind Xander's tee shot. I forget which hole it was. But then I was like, oh, yeah, they were on their way to make this picture. And then one of their moms, Emily, sent me the video of them, like, that picture getting taken. And it was just kind of an epic moment. And then he ends up winning. It was just awesome. And then they got a little wave from Xander as he walked by.
Gotta like
it
that.
Was great.
Gotta like that.
That
so
awesome.
Scottie Scheffler didn't win the PGA this weekend at Valhalla. However, he does have something to look forward to.
Coming to Fox this fall.
Right now, he's going to jail.
A new drama from the producers of Prison Break.
No,
they did not.
Oz.
He's going to jail.
Scotty Scheffler is prison golfer.
Prison golfer?
And it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Sent to jail for a crime he didn't commit.
Presumably, they didn't know that was the world's number one golfer.
This two-time Masters champion is about to learn in lockup it's anything but a gimme.
Tried not to think about golf, but it was increasingly difficult.
Can he survive the hazards without getting cut?
It was a long morning. Okay. Just glad to be sitting here now.
When a riot breaks out, does he withdraw or grab a club and tee off?
There's no way around it out here. You can't play too defensive and you can't play too aggressive. You just gotta hit the right shots.
Prison golfer.
That's a pretty special feeling.
Watch what happens when one man is pushed to par.
Pushed to par.
Come on. May not have
won at PGA, but his future looks bright for Scotty.
Yeah. He won our hearts.
All right, there you go. That's That is sports.
Wow.
99.7 DJX.
Look at all that.
All right, hey, coming up next, our listener Clint has a question, right? He is actually wanting to know, should he go into business with this person who has a sketch personal life?
Yeah, so he's like, just like, is this a warning sign that maybe he might be a little sketch in the business world too?
Yeah, group therapy on the way.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Clint says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
I have switched from listening to my podcast in the morning to listening to you all during my morning commute.
There you go.
Well, that's nice.
That is nice.
I've got an interesting situation. Haven't heard you guys discuss before, so I figured I'd run it by you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
A coworker and I have recently begun to discuss leaving our company and setting up our own business. We've worked together for several years. He's got good knowledge in our field, so I was all ready to go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I discovered that he's going through a divorce because he cheated on his wife.
Okay.
So now this kind of gives me serious alarm bells over his trustworthiness, integrity, and character. If he's willing to cheat on the one person he swore to love and stay faithful to for life, how do I know he's not going to cheat me? So what's your take on this?
Well, maybe you're not his type.
Stop! Stop! I mean, it's a good question. I don't know. Is it fair to, I guess, judge decisions that he makes in his personal life versus
he's going to
make the same kind of not trustworthy decisions in business?
You know, how good is he at compartmentalizing things like that, you know? And,
right.
And, you know, I can understand why you would think, you know, one could be indicative of another.
Right, and you can't just ask him, hey, since you cheated on your wife, you're not going to
cheat on
me,
right? Hey, do you
think you're going to do that? you can't ask him that.
Do you think you're going to do that? I mean, you know, why not just YOLO and just, you know, figure it out?
Oh, see? YOLO, okay. Yeah, no, just, I think as with any business venture, if mm-hmm. you're going to go into business
yeah,
with,
you're gonna
with
have
a friend,
a risk.
Coworker, you need, well, yes, but you also need to draw up a kind of an iron-tight contract on how the business is going to be dealt with as far as, you know, I guess how people are getting paid and all those things. Like, all the details of your arrangement
mm-hmm.
should probably go into writing.
Yeah, so if there
contract.
Is a, you know, a deviation from that by
yeah,
either
setting a company.
Yeah, by either party, then
yeah.
you know, the other person or you are able to then kind of go back and go, "Yeah, you know what?
Recoup that."
Yeah, this is not good and this is the penalty for such things. So, I don't know. I mean, hey, I'm not a business person. I talk on the radio. So, it's like
same. Like, this is not our world.
Hey, this ain't our world.
People don't listen, we get fired. That's right. The world we live in.
Yeah, so I don't know, does one do the other? Do you have any experience with this? And maybe someone who does have experience with like going into partnership with a friend or something like that could dispense a little advice to Clint, you know, regardless of the whole cheating thing. You know, maybe
right.
he just needs a little bit of like advice from someone who's been there.
Yeah, right? Just in general, if someone that's kind of decided, you know what, let's go off and form our own little right. company with a friend, a coworker, or whatever. What right. are the steps you need to take to make sure that doesn't go south in
all
some
right.
way?
502-795-1997 is our number. That's group therapy. We'll take your stories on the way. So we got a message from Clint, who's wanting to get into kind of like business with a coworker of his, but he just realized his coworker is getting a divorce because he cheated on his spouse. And he's like, man, something just doesn't sit right. Like, is he going to cheat on me now?
Yeah, he's just questioning his overall integrity, and will that spill over into the business world?
Yeah, several on Facebook are kind of saying, oh, I'd throw up a caution flag. Anna says, go with your gut. Definitely wouldn't trust this guy. If you got to question it, you already know your answer. Not Ooh. Only that, starting a business requires funds. I wouldn't waste my time. Good luck, though.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe he might have significantly less funds now that he's going through a divorce.
Right. Elizabeth comments and says, sounds like he lacks good judgment, and that's not someone I'd want to go into business with. Randy says, yeah. trust your gut. Jesse says, I wouldn't. Brittany says, I would say he lacks good judgment and morals. Not someone I would want to do business with.
Yeah, I have one person that says, you know, yeah, this I think it should be fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, there is one.
Oh.
Tanya says, I don't know how long he was able to get away with cheating, because if it was for a long time, he might actually be pretty good at business.
Oh.
I mean, usually guys in business are different than dealing with women and emotions. However, shady people are always going to be shady people in every aspect of their life. So,
okay. So
I guess, you know, she's saying he could be good at business, but I'd still watch out.
Yeah. She's like, if you do proceed, get some really good contracts, cross every T, dot every I, and all the titles are in the right place.
Man, juicy. Well, Clint, hopefully it all works out for you. And thanks. Good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. That's group therapy. All right, time to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hey. Jennifer's got blonde hair. Sorry, bleach blonde hair.
Ooh, nice.
Drives a Kia Sorento, is a facility administrator, and has been married, just celebrated 8 years earlier this month.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
That's awesome.
No 7-year itch for Jennifer, right?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Okay,
she hesitated a little bit, but that's fine. I think it's good. It's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was asking Jennifer, I was like, I mean, are you at the point in your relationship where it's just like a couple cards and that's it for the anniversary celebration, or do you do something more? And she was like, well, he got me flowers. So that was good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Maybe we go out to dinner.
He did. We did not this year. We thought about it, mm-hmm. but we didn't. Yeah. He just sent me flowers to work. They were pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
now,
sweet. Getting them at work is really nice.
Now, is your guy a flowers sort of guy? Does he send you flowers for different occasions frequently, or is it like a once in a blue moon sort of thing?
It's more of a once in a blue moon. He doesn't do it all the time.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't do flowers a lot. So I feel
to
like...
To the point where your wife is suspicious if you do.
Well...
What'd you do?
To the point where when I do bring flowers, she says, did you get them free from the radio station?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, okay.
Still pretty though, right?
But still, they're flowers,
still
right?
Still beautiful.
Let's not worry how I got them. Let's not worry about that part. Anyways, Jennifer, we're going to play a game called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? Sometimes difficult to tell.
Yep. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I got caught running a bootleg gift certificate scam for Toys R Us.
Wow. Okay.
I'm kind of thinking little kid on this one.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just because it's Toys R Us, but I mean,
yeah, it was a while ago, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah. So I'm going with little kid.
All right.
I'll agree.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
Yeah.
I was little kid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Little kid, bootleg gift cards to
Starting
Toys
early.
R Us.
And yeah. My mom was like really into BOGO deals. So I knew the appeal of coupons. So I made these $100 Toys R Us gift certificates
Wait a minute.
She made them? Oh, that is worse.
And sold them for $25 each.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And the kids at school, man, they were loving it. Uh-huh. And I was making bank until one of the kids actually used it.
Yeah.
And their parent ended up calling my parents and the school.
Oh, no.
I had to pay back, like, double the money.
Ooh.
I was suspended for 3 days and grounded for a month.
Wow.
Wow.
What a...
That went much harder. Like, I thought she was going to be like, well, my mom got, like, I took the free one that my mom got, and then I sold that, so it still had value. No, she was just making her own Kentuckiana deal of the week. Spend 25 bucks, get 100 to spend at Toys R Us.
Yeah, she was writing on a piece of paper, Toys R Us, $100. Here you
go. Heck of a deal.
Love that. All right, you are one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I woke up with chocolate frosting, peanuts, and corn in my hair.
Let me play that again. Was it peanuts or something else?
I woke up with chocolate frosting, peanuts, and corn in my hair.
Peanuts and corn and chocolate frosting in the hair. What a combo.
Yeah.
That one's rough. I don't know. I'm just going to go with drunk adult and hope that maybe it was, I don't know. I don't even want to say it. maybe he had a rough night.
Maybe
could
he had
be
a
college.
Rough night. All right.
I'm feeling like college age adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, Kelly, are you saying drunk adult too?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult. It was.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes, you got it. Drunk adult.
Wow, peanuts.
Peanuts in his hair.
We had a big party, and the last thing I remember was trying to make out with this girl. The next day, I woke up to chocolate frosting, peanuts, and corn in my head. When I asked my roommate what happened, he said the girl I was trying to make out with was our friend's girlfriend who was visiting. The chocolate frosting prank was their way of saying I was a total head.
Oh.
Get it?
Wow.
That's funny. That's good.
Oh, what a lesson.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, you're doing great. Two for two. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got attacked by a goose at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
Attacked by a goose at a Mexican restaurant. That doesn't happen every day.
Oh. That one's hard, too. I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm thinking Mexican margaritas. She probably was like...
Come here, goosey.
Yeah.
I do feel like come here, goosey is probably a part of it, but I was thinking more of the little kid.
All right.
Like, hey, I want to pet it. Give it a hug.
All right. Something. So Kelly's saying little kid.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you're saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Little kid. Wow.
And we were eating at this popular Mexican restaurant, and when we went to leave, there were these two baby geese by one of the flower pots, and when I went to do what any kid would want to do and pet them,
this
screaming lunatic mama goose just came walking, like, wah, at me and charging right at me. And as my dad picked me up, it bit my leg.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, don't mess with mama goose.
Two out of three ain't bad, Jennifer. Yeah. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, yay. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yes. Holiday World, you got yourself a couple tickets for that. So congratulations. Enjoy. Have fun. Thank you for hanging out with the show. And I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right.
You know, I have my own goose story that maybe someday I will reveal in Little Kid Drunk Adult.
Okay. Well, I have my own scam story that actually happened this weekend. I was the victim of it, though. I wasn't the scam.
Is that a Little Kid Drunk Adult story?
No, it's just a little story of strangers showing up at my house.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of like trying to sell you $100 in Toys R Us gift cards.
Trying to buy something they thought that we were selling that somebody on the internet is giving our address out for now.
Oh, that's fun. All right, so Little Kid Drunk Adult, if you want to be a part of this, then we need your submission.
Yes, we do. We need your story. So if you think you've got one that could go either way in people's minds, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story. Email us a voice note of you saying it all, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. This is the last week of school for a lot of students. 99.7 DJX. Some are graduating altogether. Some are just, you know, graduating to a new grade. Regardless, congrats. Which, by the way, you can celebrate those who are actually graduating seniors up on the website at WDJX.com, just like Julie. She is part of the Fairdale class of 2024, and she is headed to Eastern Kentucky, so that's pretty cool. Carson, he is also graduating DeSales and is attending U of L in the fall, so, I mean, he's got some stuff figured out. Zach, graduating from Central Hardin High School, and then he's going to be going to UK, where he's committed to play baseball.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I like that. That's good stuff. Yeah, so if you want to hear your name maybe on the show on DJX, like Aaron, who is graduating from Assumption and going to Western in the fall, then you can just go to WDJX.com and get your grad in, and so we can see them and give them the props they deserve, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, as you embark on a new venture in life, post school, maybe
a new phase.
Yeah, a new phase. A lot of times you turn to the advice of others who've been there. And a lot of people like to, you know, give you a little bit of advice like, hey, you know what? Just take a gap year between, you know, your senior year in high school and then college, you know, to kind of figure things out. You know, that's advice, right?
Okay.
All right. Well, we let AI give us some advice to give to grads, because what
AI with zero life experience?
Life experience, yeah. But with the power of the internet at its fingertips.
Sure. That's great.
All right. AI is going to give some grads advice coming up next on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Graduation's happening. We thought it would be wise to dispense some advice for the new grads. So what better way to do that than let AI do the heavy lifting?
Great.
Advice for grads from AI.
Embrace lifelong learning. Your education doesn't end with graduation. Stay curious and continue to seek knowledge and skills, whether through formal education, online courses, reading, or life experiences.
Okay, well, that's
okay,
not
that's
too
not
bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean,
all right,
this seems very,
there.
Very normal.
Pursue your passion.
Yes.
Find a career that excites you and aligns with your values. It's important to enjoy what you do, as it will drive your success and fulfillment.
Okay.
Okay, so far, these are really, really good. Actual advice.
Be open to change. Your first job may not be your dream job, and that's okay. Be flexible and open to new opportunities, as they can lead you to unexpected and rewarding paths.
Yeah, man, when one door closes, another opens.
Yes,
that's
this
okay.
is all very good.
All right.
So far, AI is giving some really good advice to graduates.
Prioritize work-life balance. It's important to work hard, but don't neglect your personal life. Make time for family, friends, hobbies, and self-care to maintain a healthy and balanced lifestyle.
Okie dokie.
I mean, we could stop there and everything would be good.
We could and we should, but we're not.
Develop a nod and smile strategy.
What?
A nod and smile strategy.
What is that?
Sometimes you won't have a clue what's going on in a meeting. Just nod and smile. It's a universal adult survival technique.
It's just nod and smile like you know what they're talking about.
Again.
All right. We're getting into a practical set of skills.
Yes, I was going to say, this is not necessarily bad advice to grads.
Okay.
Google is your best friend.
Oh, yes. No. Oh,
from
boy.
DIY plumbing fixes to deciphering office jargon, Google will get you through many adulting hurdles. Just don't rely on it for medical diagnosis.
Oh, that's solid advice there at the end. Yeah. No, don't. They always tell you, don't Google whatever medical diagnosis you just got, because that's not good.
Because you're dying.
Exactly.
All right. AI giving advice to the graduates.
Fake it until you make it.
Oh boy. Yes. Yes. Fake it till you make it.
Okay.
When in doubt, act confident. Most adults are just winging it too, but they look like they know what they're doing.
You know what? I'll be honest. I did do some of that.
Yeah, you
in my
do
first
that.
Real adult job.
See?
I got in over my head. I didn't know how to be a promotions director.
Right.
But I just learned quickly. I asked a lot of questions. It worked out.
All right. Lastly, AI delivering advice to graduates.
Finally, keep a stash of emergency snacks.
Oh!
A stash of snacks?
Okie doke.
You never know when hunger will strike.
Oh,
hidden snack drawer is the key to maintaining sanity and avoiding hangry outbursts.
Oh, yeah, nobody needs hangry outbursts. That is actually
true.
Yeah.
Did AI just suggest to graduates having a snack drawer?
Well, yeah, I mean, these are little details you might not think about.
You know what? Grandpa's not going to tell you to have a snack drawer. That's for
sure, right? That is true.
Congratulations to the class of 2024.
Oh, thank you, AI. Wow. That was magical.
All right, so Google and snacks. Good luck.
And nod and smile and fake it till you make it.
Nod and smile.
All right.
Fake it till you make it. Everybody else is winging it too.
I love it.
Good stuff.
All right, so we've heard some decent advice. Do you have any bad advice? Not advice to graduates, but like the advice that you received that you were like, you know what? That was terrible advice, actually, in hindsight.
Maybe after you took it and it went sideways.
Right, exactly. I would love to hear those stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. Graduations are upon us, people dispensing advice. But what about the worst advice you've ever received? We've heard best advice. Do you have any worst advice stories? 502-795-1997. I remember when I got into radio. A fellow DJ told me my voice wasn't deep enough and was like, you know what you should do? You should just start smoking. Get a deeper voice.
That's not great.
You know, I'm like, I don't know, 18, 19 years old, impressionable, going, oh, really? Luckily, I didn't follow that advice.
Always watching Ben Davis. You could have ended up sounding like this.
I know. Just think of how deep my voice would be today had I just followed that piece of advice from a fellow DJ who's no longer in the business.
Oh, dang it. Oh, that is sweet revenge. You can do a little how you like me now. Isn't that what they called it, a contemporary sounding voice?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I got another one from a listener. When I was 16 and learning how to drive, my dad told me to never use the turn signal when changing lanes because it shows weakness.
Oh, my God. What?
If that's not Kentucky, I don't know what is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, don't tell people what you're about to do.
You know what? Shows that's weakness. Weak. Just do it.
That's weak.
Let them react. You're on the offensive.
What the heck? Oh, you will also get that wrong on your driver's test.
Right.
Yeah, just little note of caution.
Worst advice you've received in the driving lane? My driver's ed teacher was convinced the world was going to end on New Year's Eve of 2000.
Oh, gosh.
And advised me just to skip college.
No.
Have fun for the next 4 years.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
You know, there were people that were like, you know what? The world's going to end. The changing of 1999 to 2000, none of the banking systems are going to be able to handle it.
Right.
It's all going to just go haywire.
Spend all your money now.
And then December 31st turns to January 1st, and everybody's like,
oh, dang it. We were wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. I guess everything's normal. All right. Worst advice you've ever received. This may be my favorite. And I don't know if this listener is telling the truth or not. That if you eat a lot of oil and butter, then the baby will slip right out of a pregnant woman. Not sure if that's true, though, LOL.
What?
It's the last sentence that got me. Not sure if that's actually true.
But why not give it a try?
You know, hey, to any ladies who may be in labor right now, eat a lot of oil and butter right now. The baby will just slip right out.
Tell us how that works out. Tell us if that's true or not.
Oh, see, that's magical.
Then Catherine and Crestwood said, never pass up railroad salsa or highway ice cream.
That's part of the worst advice you've ever received.
Yes!
If a truck spills its load of salsa or ice cream, you pick it up. That's funny. Thank you for all the messages in worst pieces of advice you've received. And again, congratulations to the graduating class from your old pals, Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K scammed.
Yeah, so just a little backstory. I mean, I do a lot of like buying and selling on Facebook Marketplace. Like years ago when we moved into our new house, we ended up like selling a bunch of our stuff before we moved on Marketplace, had great, you know, experience with that. I've fully furnished our spare bedroom in the new house. We've gotten like a ton of stuff. My daughter's bedroom fully furnished on our Marketplace. Like, I've been wheeling and dealing on Marketplace for years, had great experiences, met a lot of nice people.
Okay.
So we thought this weekend that we were buying some patio furniture on Marketplace. I saw this great set. It was like a curved sectional couch and a little fire pit. We're like, okay, great. This will be better. You know, we had an older set. Mm-hmm. We sold that to a really nice gentleman. He works in the National Guard. It's from Shelbyville. Nice guy. Came and picked that up. And then I'm doing a lot of interaction with this person, and I'll go ahead and name who it is just in case you happen to come across a Patricia Hartley. I don't know if there is an actual Patricia Hartley.
Oh, dang.
Or not, check. But it's, right. There is a nice, looks like a nice profile picture. Now, I didn't do the research that I typically do, uh-huh. as in trolling on their profile to see if they've got a lot of, you know, friends, if they've sold a lot of things on Marketplace. After I started doing that digging was when it started to unfold. One picture, uh-huh. and that was about it. And so they were like, okay, send me money on Zelle. I'll consider it sold, and we'll bring it to your house, you know, in a little bit. I'm like, okay, great. I thought, okay, through using Chase Zelle, that's secure, right?
Right,
and then they're like,
sure.
Oh, she's like, I'll send it to my daughter, and she's going to handle that for me. Okay, great. So then I send the money. Okay, can you send me a screenshot, you know, showing that it went through? Okay. And, well, she can't get to it because she says the account is locked. Can you ask for a refund and send it to a different account? And I'm like, I'm not. And so then I call my bank and I'm like, hey, don't, like, I need that money back from Zelle that I sent to Patricia.
Yeah.
And then they send me another name and email address to send it to. I said, that was not Patricia Hartley. Ends up being some dude that lives in Alabama. Okay. So I took a screenshot of that profile. I said, you want me to send money to this person? We're going to pass. Thanks so much.
Right.
But by this time in the interaction, I'd given my address because they were delivering it in a few hours.
Yeah.
And I put in, we gave them a little bit extra money to deliver it. So then the next day we get a visitor on our porch asking to see the patio furniture that they wanted to buy from us that we have listed on Marketplace. Same amount of money, same write-up, same profile, Patricia Hartley, but our address.
Oh, wow.
So now whoever this fake person is passing around our address.
As Patricia Hartley's.
Yes, and the same thing. They had sent this person money on Zelle. And so once we started, you know, connecting these dots, they sent a screenshot of their interaction. And I'm like, yep. They're doing the same exact thing. And then as soon as you call them out, they shut down the communication. Like, you're no longer able to reach them on Messenger.
Wow.
The profile's missing. The ad is down. So then we're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
So we start like trolling and we find the same picture showing up in different cities, different people's profiles, all of them having just one picture if you click on their profile. And it's the same kind of write-up. They're like, oh, it's brand new. Basically just had it for 6 months or 9 months. It's from a pet and bug-free home. And it's like this, they're just copy-pasting all of this stuff. So we're going through and
so you're like buyer beware.
Yes, we're reporting all of these that we have found so far. But there is some sort of a scamming operation going on with patio furniture in town.
Weird.
So I'm hoping that nobody else shows up at my house wanting to buy furniture we don't have listed.
So are you out money? Were you able to get money back? Or
No, I've got the money back. I was on the phone with the bank, and the money is back.
I was doing a Facebook search of Patricia Hartley, and I couldn't find one that that it looks like you were talking about.
Yeah, but no, it's I couldn't find one that had the profile picture.
Yeah,
that was in this fake profile. It looks like somebody just grabbed someone's picture.
Yeah,
and then slapped a name on it.
Right,
and has just been using this fake profile to try to just it's $350, and so that's an amount of money that most people will be like, okay.
Yeah.
Just send that over.
Well, and then if you lose it, you're like, all right, well, lesson learned. And,
yes.
And that person can just continue to do it.
But yeah, but the set looks nice that you're getting. So it looks like you're getting an incredible
deal.
Yeah. With the fire pit and the whole thing. And so now we don't have any furniture at all because we didn't sell the set that we had to an actual person who was a really nice guy.
You have nothing.
We have nothing. So now we're back to the drawing board.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just buyer beware. There's a scam. There's a ring going on Facebook Marketplace right now. People trying to sell Theo furniture. So do some investigating on the person that's selling it. Make sure it looks like they have friends. They have lots of other listings. They've done business before. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I'm getting from this is if you happen to contact a Patricia Hartley, you could wind up at Kelly's house.
You could be. Yes. You might end up at my house. Yeah. I'm not selling furniture for $350.
All right. Well, glad you didn't get like scammed, you know, out of money. So that's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, buyer beware.
Lesson learned.
All right. Sabrina Carpenter there, 99.7 DJX. Adele was on stage at one of her shows, and she was kind of singing the praises of Sabrina, at least her new song, Espresso.
I'm always, you know, back to the hotel, in the hotel, whatever, by sort of like 11, 10 at the latest, and then I have to warm my voice down, and then I have a steam shower and things like that. And as I got into bed last night, because that's a very late night for me, I'm normally in bed by 9 p.m., I found myself singing, I'm working late, because I'm a singer. Sabrina Carpenter song. I can relate to desperation. That song is my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, this yeah. One. I saw Nicole Scherzinger singing that too. She made a little bit.
Yeah,
that is catchy. That's my jam too. That's a catchy little song.
I'm happy for Sabrina Carpenter. Like years ago,
she's having a moment. Yeah,
she came by the radio station, sung for a bunch of listeners in our
conference room
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, she's got a number one song with Feather, and then Espresso is going to be.
Super catchy.
It will be a number one song.
That's so, one that you instantly hear it love first it. And you love it.
Yep, that's cool. So congrats to Sabrina. And it's funny because she tweeted Adele back and was like, what I heard was you were in bed thinking of me. I like that. Afternoon. All right, feel good. Kelly K.
Okay, so this could be a dream summer job. And it sounds pretty fun. Plus, you can make some serious money. So Swimply is looking for a CPO, Chief Pools Officer.
Okay.
To test out locations across all 50 states. Mm. So they said that you'll cannonball into as many Swimply pools as possible from July to September. So Simply is like a website that's kind of a VRBO for people's pools. Like okay. You can rent someone's backyard pool for a couple of hours and hang out. My friends have kind of done this before. So now, of course, you got to post about your experiences on social media. That's a part of it. You'll start with $50,000 base salary.
Okay.
Could go up to $50,000 more in performance bonuses.
Nice.
So now I was sitting here thinking about that. You do have to go to all 50 states. So it's probably going to be travel expenses.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if the $50,000 is just to kind of cover all the travel expenses and how or much money you end actually, up with. Yeah, yeah, afterwards as a profit. But still, fun times from July to September to apply. You just got to book a nearby pool on Swimply. You just go to swimply.com and then put in your location and it'll show all the pools that are listed in your area. You can just book that, go film your little reel and demonstrate the kind of content you would put out on social media as their CPO.
Okay.
And you got to do that by June 15th. And then maybe you'll get hired and have an excellent adventure this summer, just traveling around, hanging out people's backyard pools.
Nice.
And doing some social media content about it.
All right. Love it.
Yep. So we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bella Bull.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Look. You shouldn't get a fake ID. I know if my mom's listening right now, she'd probably be shocked to know that I had one for a short period of time.
Benjamin Aaron.
Here's the thing. It was just an ID I found.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, guess what?
So it wasn't your name.
No.
With a different birth date.
I was like, guess what? It's mine now. And then there was one place close to campus that allowed me to use it. And then I tried to use it a couple times, like at some bars more downtown, and
they were like, no dice,
well,
buddy.
One of them let me in, another one didn't. But anyways, long story short, it didn't look anything like me. It wasn't. Uh-huh. And so the morning show I worked on back then when I was in college, they like, as soon as I was so proud of it, and I took it, I was like, look at this. And they were like, okay. And so they took it and they started quizzing me on it. Like, what's your name? And I'm
Well, wait, like, I'm supposed to know the information on it?
Yeah, I know. They were like, where do you live? I was like, what's your date of birth?
I don't know.
It was terrible. Anyways. That was my own setting the bar story. But this, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a fake ID that says you're the world's tallest man when you're actually 5'8", then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Where do you get to, like, put titles like that on your ID?
The title wasn't there, no. Joel was pulled over. Okay. He was driving erratically. Police asked for his ID. So according to Joel's license, he is the tallest man in the world because his ID listed him as 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall. Okay. Was that a little typo, you think? Or
Maybe they left the five off. But
yeah, they could.
Because
if he's
5'8". Actually 5'8", right.
That so, could be just an accidental omission.
A computer check of the ID, however, did not return any results. So, yes, Joel is 5'8", according to police. And
he wishes he was 8 feet tall, though.
Right, and he was arrested.
He'd be amazing at basketball.
Right, or something. But, yeah, if you're going to try to do the fake ID thing, which you shouldn't, because it's illegal.
That's bad. Yeah, don't do that.
It's illegal.
Bad.
At least try to make it believable, or, using me as an example, at least know the information that's on the ID.
What is the matter with you? That is not the lesson that we share.
I got a fake ID so I could vote.
Learn your fake stats.
So I could vote, obviously.
All right.
All right, so there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift still trying to give away trip to Miami to see her. Tay in May. Every morning, 6:50, you're going to hear that winning word and enter at WDJX.com. And you're in to win. Swiftie Kim, who texts us every single day, goes, hey, can you give us the word?
She says, I missed the word again. Yeah, because you sleep through it every day.
Every day. Well,
you do have to do a little bit of work.
It is kind of funny because that stadium that she's going to be in Miami, that's where the Dolphins play, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the NFL has literally factored in the Taylor Swift Eras Tour into their season.
Okay.
Not because they're hoping she's going to come to certain, you know, NFL games, which, you know, I'm sure in the back of their mind, they're hoping would be a coincidence, right?
Please don't break up with Travis
before
the end of next season.
But they are making sure that those teams were all on the road during the dates of her Eras Tour, which had already booked the stadiums.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So they couldn't, but they're not bumping Taylor, basically, is what we're saying. They're not saying, no, Taylor, you know, the Dolphins have to do a home game here, so you're going to have to change dates.
Relocate.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. So, anyways.
Now, if you are, like, really keeping your fingers crossed for this relationship, by the way, insiders are saying they're expecting an engagement sooner rather than later.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I'm not believing that, but okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it seems a little far-fetched to me, too, but that's the story they want put out there.
Okay.
Just to let you know that, yep, they were on a boat in Italy looking all cozy and just like, yeah, totally going to get engaged soon.
Well,
she's going to be Mrs. Kelsey, Taylor Kelsey.
Well, anyways, like everything I've heard from him in Louisville, his experience in Louisville with the Derby, he is just an all-around genuine nice guy.
Yes.
So I love to hear that about people. So, hey, you know what? Hopefully Taylor knows that she's found a good one. Because I know for a long time we were saying, hey, Travis better understand what he's got. But maybe it's Taylor needs to understand who she's got.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. You can read more about that. We got it posted at WDJX.com. Yep. There it is. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso on 99.7 DJX.
That's my jam. I like it. Yep. It's just so catchy.
Adele likes it too.
I found myself singing, I'm working late because I'm missing her.
What a hook. I love it. I love
it. I know. It's great.
When you have others just with that earworm.
Singing your song.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what an earworm though, because, you know, that was one of those where I remember when it first came out and my little A&R rep, Zoe, was asking me, because we were playing Feather at the time, and she was like, hey, have you heard Espresso? And I was like, no, not really yet. And she was like, and that was the line she kicked out. She's
really?
Like, I'm working late because I'm a singer. I was like, all right.
That's there you great.
Go. I love it. And shout out to Mazette, who said, my daughter and I actually met Sabrina in your office conference room.
Oh, fun.
That is so cool. I'm so glad that people had that experience. So
yeah, that's great. Anyways, is good to see her finally reaching the level of success you saw that she had potential for.
Yes, yes, 100%. All right, hey, if you missed anything from the show, there's a lot on this show to catch up on. You should spend at least a few minutes on the most crazy way you caught a partner cheating.
That is wild. And little did we know that the vet was involved in more than one of these stories.
More than one!
More than one!
More than one!
That's crazy.
So yes, literally spend a few minutes listening to that up on our website, WDJX.com, tap listen, or YouTube, just search Ben and Kelly Show and you can find it there too.
And speaking of singing, Jake Gyllenhaal hosted SNL last episode of season 49 over the weekend. He did a little singing during the monologue, and he's not bad.
Yeah,
he's not bad.
He did a cover of
Boys of Men.
That's what it was.
It was
Boys of Men, End of the Road.
Yes.
Together. There it was.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm right.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Sabrina Carpenter was on SNL.
Yeah, she was.
And Jake Gyllenhaal obviously was too. There's a skit of them doing a Scooby-Doo like scene where
so
Jake Gyllenhaal is Fred
and
Daphne's played by Sabrina Carpenter and it goes absolutely unhinged and it goes a little dark too.
Can see both those.
It is funny.
At WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.